All right. Thank you so much for listening. You're tuned into Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Francesca, and I am beyond honored and thrilled and excited to be joined here live on the phone with Mercedes Millionaire of Diva TV. Welcome to the show. It's so exciting to have you here.
I am so excited to be here, Miss Francesca. You are such a beautiful person. I love your work, your energy, and everything. I am so honored to be on your show, and hopefully soon you're going to be on my show, because I would love to have you on my show.
I love you so much. I can't believe you just said that to me. I am so intimidated by your good work. You are the best of the best here in this industry. And
you know what? I mean, I'm intimidated by you too, but we can just encourage and just love on each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
get a chance to get out here and do our thing. And it's all about getting with one another and bringing our energies together and bringing a positive light so we can make a difference in the community and in the world through the ways of, you know, media, however way you do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Being a voice for the nation, a voice for our community, a voice for our people. Yes. And I commend you so much, Miss Francesca, for doing that, because it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy and money and research to do these types of things. And people don't understand the life of a journalist and what we have to go through.
Right. Absolutely. And you're in it. I mean, you are the best of the best. Your website is unbelievable. But before we get into your success, you know, I want to talk about early in your career. You had big dreams. You had, you know, you knew what you wanted to do. It's a, you know, the human spirit is beautiful once it sort of knows its purpose. So you at a very young age figured that out and had so many obstacles. I mean, you had so many doubters in your life. What does that look like?
Haters, girl. Like my husband say, let the haters be your motivators.
Yes.
Let me tell you stuff, yes. Friend, like what I went through when I was younger. Oh my God. Okay. All right. First of all, I always knew I wanted to be on TV. I would interview my dolls and all kind of stuff, like, you know, going back and forth with them. All kind of stuff, right? And then I started saying, okay, I want to be an actor. So I would go and I would find celebrities. I'd be like, oh, can I be in your music video or can I be in your movie? And people would be like, yeah, okay, but they would never follow up with me, you know?
Right.
But then I don't know, it was like something came over me. I guess it was like my angels or the spirit of God saying, you should start interviewing them. You should start interviewing the people. Then they're going to put some respect on your name. You know what I'm saying? So then when I started going after the celebrities, I would find out if they had a concert or something. I wait in the back door. I wait there early in the morning.
You
better be there 8 o'clock at night. I get there early so I can try to sneak in. And, you know, people better see me all day. So when it's time for the event, nobody really messing with me. You know what I'm saying?
And you're the right place, the right time. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And I would bring my change of clothes. I would be ready to be out there all day, like literally camping out, waiting on that celebrity to come in town. Or come to that venue wherever I'm at so I could get my interview with that person. You know what I'm saying?
Brilliant. Yes. So, and that's how it all started? I mean, that's just amazing.
That's how it all started. And then I had, when I started saying I want to interview you, they started putting more respect on my name. They didn't look at me like just some groupie didn't want to be in a video. Now they looking at me like a journalist. Oh, she want to interview me. She want to see what I'm doing. And celebrities love that. It's not that they're arrogant, but they're a celebrity. That's their lifestyle. They want to feel loved. They want to know that they're rocking the latest fashions. They want to know that they're setting the trends. They want to know they're inspiring the people.
Right.
And so that's what I bring out in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been through some, I can tell you some crazy stories, but I don't know where to start, Miss Friend. But in my young days, my mom and them wanted me to see a psychiatrist, because I had my first baby when I was like 19 or 20. So in the summertime, I would leave my, in the summertime, my mom would keep my children for me, and I would go to L.A. And I would take all my money, all my life. When I get home, my life to be off, my phone be off. Gas, everything. I use all my bill money and go to L.A. I would go to L.A. and I go to, like, when it's time for the BET Awards or the Emmys or the Grammys. I'd have been to all of them, girl. NAACP. You'll be surprised waiting in the back door what it do for you. like the Bible say, I take the crumbs.
Crumbs. That's what it takes, you know? It's that perseverance, that fight, that consistency. I mean, you are such an inspiration to so many. I hope so many people are listening out there. Because it's once you figure out what you want to do, it's that hard work. It's that showing up every day, try your best, you know, give it your all. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for you. I mean, that is so inspiring. So, really? Absolutely.
You know, some people used to tell me, you shouldn't tell people that. You shouldn't tell people how I hung out in the bathroom all day with the bathroom lady at the Grammys calling all my friends like, I'm in the bathroom at the Grammys. I got there like 5 o'clock in the morning, friend. It was back then, it was E and ETV. They was all there setting up. I told E I worked for them. Told ET I worked for E. They had something all that morning. I'm not kidding you. I promise you, guess what happened? So one of the ladies figured out, wait, we text this girl, and she's not with either one of our productions. You know, she goes, and she gets the security men, you know what I'm saying? Big old Muslim men, scary men, you know, little old me, you know what I'm saying? And she said, this lady is with Diva TV. I got her car from somewhere else. She is not with ETV. She is not supposed to be on these grounds this early in the morning.
Good
and they
for
looked
you.
At they looked at me and I said, I just gotta pee. I said, I gotta pee. Please, somebody just let me use the bathroom. Girl, I went in that bathroom and did not come out till it was time for the Grammys. And why was the red carpet right in front of the very same bathroom that I hid out in all day?
Oh, I love this story. Because look at you now. You've interviewed everybody. You've interviewed the best of the best. I mean, you're an independent journalist. You don't need to be tied to any of those names. I mean, these stories is what propelled you to where you are today. It's unbelievable. You know, good for you. There's like such a sense of like the way you could navigate through that. You know, most people would be intimidated. Most people wouldn't show up like you did.
A lot of people thought I was crazy.
I think you're brilliant.
Sometimes. Even misunderstood in the industry, like people misunderstand me because of my personality. But when you made different, everybody not gonna deal with your energy. Everybody not gonna love who you are. You know, it's only a certain selective people that's gonna deal with you. So I'm okay with my journey and who I am. And the people that love me, I love them back. And if you don't love me, I love you too, boo-boo, because I'm gonna keep on shining.
Yes.
I'm gonna keep on grinding. Yes. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm not gonna... What they say, on my way up, nothing can stop me. I'm on my way up. And the good thing about me is, this friend, I got a big heart. I take everybody with me. You know what I'm saying? I take the whole time with me. All I say is, don't come up without me. I can't stand when you hook somebody else up with somebody else. And then you look up and they done ran off with your friend, your deal and everything. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. If I hook you up with somebody and you get a deal, don't forget about me. I'm the one brought y'all together.
Right,
include me in the deal. Make sure that I'm blessed and we all come up. That's the only thing. And I'm going to keep on being me. I'm not going to let nobody change me, but I'm going to speak up. You're not going to ride off of my coattail. If you're going to genuinely love me and we help each other, cool. But don't be trying to, like, come up off of me or what I got going on, and then you're going to leave me high dry. That's not happening no more. I'm speaking up.
Yeah. No, good for you.
If you
got to protect.
If you love me genuinely,
right.
You can do whatever. I give you whatever. But
right.
If you're trying to play me, I'm going to see right through it. And I already prayed that God, anybody around me that ain't right, keep them away from me. Keep them. Don't let them gel with me. Don't let them like me. Don't let them stand me. Keep them away from me.
You've been in this business a long time. Yeah, you know. You know how to navigate through this. So talk to me about Diva TV. Let's talk about your great success now. I love you. I love the way you interview.
I love you too. I cannot wait to meet you. Oh, my God. When you get to Atlanta, I'm going to lay out the red carpet for you. I promise.
You know, same for you here in New York.
I'm a film you. I'm going to have everybody out here all on you. I promise. I'm going to give you a Diva Hollywood experience.
I can't wait. You know, same for you here in New York, 100%.
Okay.
But let's talk about it. Diva TV. So it is brilliant.
All right, so Diva TV magazine is basically, it's the television ministry that I started when I was like 19 years old. But now that I'm a boss lady, it's a Diva TV magazine LLC network enterprise.
I'm applauding. I'm a standing ovation to you and that business title.
Thank you. I can apply for grants now. If I get some grants, they better watch out, because I'm going to be a baby, a female version of Tyler Perry out here.
Yes.
everything, okay?
Yes, you
so,
are.
Yeah, so I have, I started when I was 19, and like I told you, it would be different times. I would go to different award shows. It's always a miracle. Most of the time when I was younger, starting off, I did not get approved to none of those shows. I basically snuck in every last show, or I hung out in the back door, or I hung out in the front door, or I walked around the place to see if it was an open door. I mean, all kind of different stories, all different type of miracles can happen when you step out on faith. You can't worry about what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. If you just take that one step, the angels of God will just keep, they'll open the door. Like the Bible say, yea, well, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for because God is with me. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. They prepare a table for the presence of my enemy. Thou anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So it don't matter where you go. It don't matter if you go by yourself. If you believe and you take God with you, he will open the door for you. He will make things that's crooked straight. He will do it. Please don't crown me, friend, because I know you feel me through this airwaves right now. Because he's talking to you, too. Everything you want, you can have. Don't ever limit yourself ever again. Today is the last day that your life, it'll never be the same, friend, because you're going up from here.
I love you.
And I'm speaking to you right now.
Thank you. I love you. You motivate, you inspire, abso-fucking-lutely. So Diva TV Magazine is such a brilliant resource because it goes beyond your interviews, too. I mean, you give so much. You are so generous. Your heart is so open to people. You know, I just want everyone to be aware of your website just so they can reach out to you. So they, you know, there's so much there that helps people. And so, you know, my motivation is always to help people. People are in so much pain right now. It's so hard.
My website is www.divatvmagazine.com. And like I said, I started when I was 19. And basically, I have a TV show. I have a radio show. I have a magazine. Okay, so we're on TV, radio, and magazine. I'm online as well, and YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Okay, my strongest following is on Instagram and Facebook. My website, I have a store on there, a couple stores. I have my boutique where I have some of my items in my boutique in there. It's called Diva Hollywood Boutique. And then I also sell spiritual bath salts where you can take a bath, like from the Bible with Esther. Esther took a bath before she saw the king. So like spiritual bath salts, I sell those as well.
Oh, I love that.
And I sell hair, you know, like human hair. You know, like the good premium quality human hair lasts like 5 years. Nice. I sell the lace wigs, the funnels, and, you know, all of that good stuff. And then you have my press kit on there. And my show is an array of different topics. We cover cooking, beauty, fashion, advice for the youth, spiritual enrichment, health tips, world news, tell you what's going on in the world.
Something for everybody. You have something there for everybody.
Yeah, comedy segments. I mean, artists of the week, the list just goes on. I mean, maybe about no more than 10 topics, and each show may have 5 to 7 topics, depending on how long each episode is. So they're not all in one episode, but I try to keep the episodes between 30 and 45 minutes long. But Miss Friend, I currently been working on my own season, and by me doing it myself, I'm on episode 8.
Wow, congratulations. That's exciting. That's really
exciting.
Yeah, but
you know, I wish like I had all the money for it, where I could just do everything in one day like Tyler Perry and them do it. But because I have to do everything on my own, I have to like get the cameraman, do a deal with him. Okay, how much you going to charge for an episode? He said, okay, cool. I go get the place. And you know, we film, we shoot it. I got one in the can and I wait another week or two when I get paid or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm paying for the Roku network and the Apple TV that I'm on as well. So I switch it up. That's how I make it do what it do.
It's wonderful. I mean, I think everybody needs to support you. Anybody in the world should be going to your website. There's something there for everybody. The world should support your good work. And you support the world, you know? You're a beautiful light. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And when you were saying things about Diva TV Give Back, I know you was talking about, I just had a great event with Tyler Perry's bruh. And Tyler Perry Rufus, his name was Mr. Pierre Johnson. And I'm going to bring him back for you next week on your show. I've been working with him, getting different events. I did a big event, and he came that we celebrated his success. And then and the same time, he helped me raise money and different things for single moms. Wow. So we put this event together. Yes, Miss Fran, you just would not believe my whole story, girl.
Oh my God. I know we're going to have to do this again. I want to hear more of your stories. You have amazing stories. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Take, you know, reciprocity. It goes both ways.
That's
absolutely
why it gets back to each other.
Right. You know, we do what we can. Yeah, as independent artists and all of it. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. You are so beautiful and so generous.
Thank you.
Thank you. And one more time, please plug everything. How do people find you on Instagram and, you know, all of the, how do people support you?
Okay, well, my website is www.divatvmagazine.com. And my Instagram is Mercedes_millionaire. That's MERCEDEZ_millionaire. And my Facebook is Keisha Davis Mercedes Millionaire. KIESHADAVIS. Mercedes MERCEDEZ Millionaire. MILLIONAIRE. You can also catch me on Roku, Diva TV Magazine Network. You can catch me on YouTube, Diva TV Magazine Network. And I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to reach me, my number is 312-778-1367. And my boutique is located at 5745 Wendy Bagwell Parkway, Hiram, Georgia, 30141. If you want to come out and shop, or if you want to do online shopping, I will ship it to you. If you want to come to the store, I'll schedule something. Every time somebody shops in my store, Miss Friend, I film them, you know, so when they shop with me, they're going to be on TV. It's my little slogan. So I just want everybody to know, if they're in town, in my area, to come out, take some pictures. The same for you, Miss Friend, so we can work together to make a difference.
Yes.
And thank you so much.
I look forward to working with you from here on out. You are a beautiful, brilliant, amazing inspiration.
Oh, thank you, Fran. Me too. We got to hook up and talk and see what we can come up with, okay?
Yes, I look forward. Thank you so, so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Fran. Love you.
Love you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.